Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion. People of Maryland, love. Atlanta, Georgia, love. $1 billion, love. Over enough. Enough for everybody. It was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color. People of color. You ask not, you have not. We ask it for what's ours. We're calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, Dusab. I'm talking the $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Benz. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Yo. 100%. You 100% deal. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up with your ass. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Maybe you in Florida. Maybe you in Canada between the $1 billion. Maybe you in St. Paul, Minnesota. Indianapolis, Indiana, which might be $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York, in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, huh? Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. Now I'm rich, the because I'm in this $1 million flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I need the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. Right. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. I'm in the $1 billion flow on my car. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The trillionaire.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas.
This is Friday night. The $1 trillion flow night. 26 and they call it Black Friday, and everybody's shopping. Over $9 trillion was spent all over the country. And I want to tell you tonight, there is a blessing coming. I want to get this and put it down here because Spirit gave me that just here for you to get this and put it down. And I want to tell Pearl that her stove is broke. Your stove ain't broke, Pearl. Don't be wishing nothing and happen. You cook them pies. Your mother came to me in the spirit to tell Pearl to cook the pies. So I want you to cook the potato pie. My stove ain't working. Stop. You know, you're too old to be talking like that. God, when you get assignment, you have to do the assignment that God gives you. And after you do that, it'll be available for you. I want to say happy birthday to Mary Scott in Chicago. And Mary got to be 16, sweet 16 now. I know I'm going to play her record in a minute. But this is God for Mary Scott. And I want to tell Tanya, just have peace. Get ready, because I want to talk about the richest man in the world. Master Musa. And I want to tell you, 2021 has been a trying time for all of us. And we're getting ready to open up some things to happen. Mary Hawkins, happy birthday to her. Her birthday was on the 22nd. And the 26th was, and the 25th, the 26th, is Mary Scott's birthday. Happy birthday to you. I ain't gonna tell you age. I know you're 16. Jumping up and down, 16-year-old girl. Amen. That's all. Don't get too jumpy now. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to say to you tonight, get ready for a breakthrough. I got some scriptures I want to share with you, and I'm going to share a financial blessing with you, too, all of you. Get your pencil and paper where you can take this and put it down, because I want you to know. Well, you get your pencil and paper. I'm going to play this for you. Get your pencil and paper. Wake up.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Change it, yeah. Change it, yeah. Can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. Need some help, y'all. Can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. Yeah, yeah. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everybody. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, we do. Need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah. Wake up, everybody. Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Wake up.
Yes, wake up everybody, because it's a new day. I share our ancestors tonight. Them that we know, them we don't know about. Let me do a little shaking. I share our ancestors, those that need to, those in Africa, those that gone on, and those that are around you. I want you to get ready, because I want you to get ready for 2022 to be a blessing for you and a golden month for you. And I want to say happy birthday to all of them that birthday. I want to give them their angel for this month. Let me, I got the angel here. I want to give you your angel. Mary Hawkins, press 1 on your phone. I want to ask you, what did you do for your birthday? Amen. I know. Don't be disappointed, because over in Africa, it ain't your birthday. It's your mama's birthday. Let me say that again. Over in Egypt, when you say, it's my birthday, it's your mama birthday. Hello? Let me say it again. Over in Egypt, when they said birthday, y'all, oh, it's my birthday. No, it's your mama birthday. She had you on this day. Hello? So we do things different, European, but you got to think about your mother that cared you for 9 months. Okay? Don't think about the daddy. They said the mother, they said, when you said, this is my mother's birthday. And the tradition, when you born on this day, if your mother's still in the spirit world, you go lay your head in her lap. That's bonding all over. Then you rebirth. But since your mother is not here, you're in the spirit realm. So I might tell you what she's saying to you. I say. So I want you to know that tonight. I'm praying for you, Bright Star. God bless you. I want to tell you, Mother Duke, I'm praying when you wake up, don't go to sleep. Thank you, kind spirit. And I want to tell you to get ready for 2022 to be a blessing for you. See, 21 is gone. You come out 21. Next month is going to be December. And I need to talk a little bit about that, but I want to set to the, I should have played a happy birthday song for you. I should have reached up and got a tape and played a Stevie Wonder and say happy birthday. I should have played that for you. I had so many birthdays. Sister Chelsea birthday, Sister Deborah birthday, Sister William birthday, Mary Hawkins birthday, Mary Scott birthday, Sister Francis birthday. So many birthdays in this month, I should say. And October is the month. Take this down. This is your guardian angel for October. Angel, A-D-N-A-C-H-I-E-L, this angel of magic and the angel of archangels, and he's an angel up in the seven heaven, and he's an angel over principalities. That's the angel of November. The angel of December is Haniel, H-A-N-A-E-L, and some of you in between, some of you, you're in between October, November, and December. Barbiel is October. That's B-A-R-B-I-E-L. So some of you is in between October and November, and some of you in between November and December. Sagittarius, okay? So what I'm saying to you, I want you to get it right, because all signs come from the universe. I say. This tonight is the $1 trillion flow. Where's the money? The government got the money. The money's being spent. Over $9 million was spent today. $9 million was spent online. Another $18 million was spent people going in these stores on a fake Black Friday. Every Friday should be black if you're black. Hello? But see how the man tricked it? Oh, it's Black Friday. I got to go spend my money. You go spend all your money buying houses, buying cars, buying refrigerators, and you pay for them. Take your whole 5 years to pay for you to get out of debt. You get depressed, want to kill yourself because you done bought into the trick. I'll show you. Now, this is a scripture I want you to read. Exodus 23:20. Take it down. And Exodus 14:14. God will fight your battle, but you don't know what your battle is. I want to tell you, going into 2022, we got Christmas and we got New Year. All them bang together. And you depressed. I got a birthday. Stop hollering your birthday. Because when my birthday comes, it's my mother's birthday. Let me say it again. In Egypt, when you say it's your birthday, it's your mother's birthday. She the one had you. And if she's living, you lay your head in her lap. And it's a bonding there that grown. Well, you say, well, this is my mother past. Take her name and write it down and put it on your chest tonight. And let that bonding go, because it ain't your birthday, it's her birthday. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me tonight. I say. Let me ring the bell for the ancestors. East, west, north, and south. Getting ready. Brother, I'm going to prophesy to some of you, too. I got a prophecy for some of you. Thank you, Kansas. I feel the night is anointing spirit. You know, we're getting ready. Everybody rushing to the mall. Where all the money going? The money, the people getting the money, ain't bringing it back. We done paid so much of money for all these viruses, all this medicine we got. You know, we're paying for that. You ain't getting it free. That come out of your tax dollars. Hello? Now, I want to say to you, Chelsea, happy birthday. Mary Hawkins, happy birthday to you. Mary Scott, happy birthday to you. Mother Francis, happy birthday to you. Mother Riley, happy birthday to you. These are November people. Glory, hallelujah. And they're good people. And they will give you the shirt off their It'll give you the clothes off their back. I want you to get ready. Okay, let me see what Mayor Hawking got to say. Amen. Let me see what she got to say on her birthday. Okay. Mary Hawking, you on the land. Mary, what you want to say on your birthday? You got something to say on your birthday? Huh? I want to say happy birthday to you, and I got a message for you. Mary, your hands up. And Mary, happy
yes.
birthday to you. You have anything to say on your birthday?
No.
Are you glad that you're here?
Yes, I'm glad I'm still alive. I'm glad to still be here.
Thank you. Now I got a prompt for you. I want you to write your mother's name down tonight. Write it on a piece of white paper and lay it in your chest. Okay? And I want you to read a scripture with that. I want you to read Psalms. The Spirit give me what you to read. Psalms chapter 12, verse 7. Put that scripture on that
what?
Piece of paper.
You say Psalm
Now, Revelation 12, verse 7. Okay. Now, you got that?
Yeah.
I want to tell you this on your birthday. You're very well blessed. And from the ancestors, all is well. Now, I got two people clapping their hand in the spirit world. Okay. And one said, if I was there, I would take a drink with you. Thank you, Kennedy. They in the spirit world watching you. Okay. And your other one was saying, he just saying, she's glad that you made it. Thank you, kind spirit. And I got a message for Pearl. Is Pearl on the line? Pearl, are you on the line?
Hello.
Bertha told me to tell Pearl, thank you, kind spirit, that she got to cook 3 pies for this year over. Okay. And if the stove ain't fit, you got to get the stove fit. Thank you. And I'm going to tell her other things her mother said, but I ain't going to say it over there. Thank you, kind spirit. And Mary, Pearl, you call me up after the show where I can tell you what you said. I say. Mary, this is what she said about you. Being the baby of the family, you have endured a whole lot. She loves you, but she wants you to stay focused. Thank you, kind spirit. And when you write her name on this piece of paper and put that scripture on it, I want you to call me tomorrow and tell me what did you dream. Now, don't get scared if her spirit come to you, okay? Now, you know what I'm saying? Don't get scared of nothing. She ain't going to scare you. It's just she's going to give you some knowledge and some stuff. You understand that?
Yes.
Well, how many angels you have already, Mary?
1,579.
Well, 1,579.
Yes.
Well, I want to give you one more. 1,780, right? With your mother, that'd make 80, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay, you got 80 guardian angels. Those angels will work for you. And you write down 100. And 80 angels on that piece of paper. And I really want to know what happened. So make sure you write it and do it tonight. And let me know in the morning, what did you see, what did you hear, what happened.
Okay.
Because I'm getting this on the screen. I say, with you. Now, I'm going to play a record for you in a minute. For all the birthdays, I'm going to play a special record. All the birthdays, okay. And Pearl, straighten up and fly right. You know, you used to dance. Pearl used to dance. Now, but she used to cut a rug. You didn't know that. She didn't tell you that, Mary. I'm telling on her. She used to cut a rug down south. She kick up more dust than a little bit in the dance hall. We'll leave that alone. Now, I want to go to Chicago. Happy birthday to you, Mary Scott. God bless you. You on the line. You anything you want to say?
Thank you.
I want to tell you. Huh?
I said thank you.
Mary, you on? Huh?
For this big. Thank you for this big day.
What do you want to say? Huh?
May God bless you, me, and the rest of the people that are listening.
Okay, I want to tell you. Let me tell you. Your mother in the spirit room, you write her name, and you put it on you tonight. She said you have endured a lot, and the blessing of the family lies with you. And Psalms 59 and Psalms 23, that's what you put on there. And all that you, and with that, okay, she's showing me something else. Psalm 7, there's a healing taking place, body, mind, soul, and spirit. When you take that paper, write her name, and tonight put it on you. And I want to know tomorrow, you call me and let me know what happened. What did you see? What did you feel? I want to tell you all as well. You have always helped people, and they don't help you. You know, they use you, but you have always, on your job, everywhere you went, people admired you because you always give your last. And when it comes to them, they ain't got nothing to give you. They lie. I ain't got nothing. But they done got you. But the blessing don't come from them. The blessing come from God. The cakes and the pies you cook, you know, you should have your pastry shop, really, with the gift that God has gave you. Thank you, kind spirit. I share. So your angel is Andrea, A-D-V-A-C-H-I-E-L, all is well. And the spirits are all as well. And I would thank you tonight. Thank you, kind spirit. Uh-huh. I want to tell you, everybody got a birthday tonight. I want you to be blessed. I've got something special for you. Get your pencil and paper, because God said he's going to open up a financial door for each one of you. It's some money unexpected. Let me say it again. It's some money unexpected. It's a miracle blessing coming to each one of you, okay? I don't know what's happening in this spirit. It's the money you ain't looking for, you're going to get. And I ain't talking about no job. I'm talking about God going to fix it where you can get it. Now, I want to tell you this. If you got a need, you plant a seed. God wants to bless. See, the widow woman, let me say this. The widow woman had one whole cake. And the prophet came by and said, give me that whole cake. Some of you would have cussed him out and said, get out of my house. Man, I'm not going to give you my last. She said, I'm going to eat it and die. The prophet said, give it to me. She didn't see the prophet had all them angels around him. She obeyed the prophet, gave him the whole cake, and she fed the whole neighborhood. She gave from the bottom, the oil came up, from the meal. Every time I knock on the door, she gives them meal. She gave them some oil. So what I'm telling you tonight, your situation, every one of you, got problem. We all got a problem. Everybody got a problem. You ain't got to be on dope to have a problem. Sometimes you got a problem because so much of thing happened to you. But you can overcome your problem with the power of the Almighty. Some of you got problem because you got them because you're holding on to them. Let them problems go. Let that daughter go. Let that son go. Let that grandma go. Stop. Let people make you have problems. And you tell them piece of your mind. You know, and I was talking to him about Brother Hinton. He said, Bishop, we can't cuss. We just can say some words a bit because we was talking this for English come out. So what you say ain't no cussing. You just bawling somebody out. Hello. I'm going to leave this alone. But I want you, for December, I want you to plant a seed in this ministry, the seed of Abraham, just like I said, because I believe in sowing and reaping. I believe if you sow a seed, you're going to reap a harvest. And I'm going to give you something for 2022. I don't care if you give $1, $10, $100, whatever you do, I want you to see for 20, for 2022. I want you to make up your mind. God's going to put it in your spirit. Say, I'm going to give $100 to $50. I'm giving this for 2022. Hello. And I want to tell you, every birthday, let me prophesy this to y'all. Them that got a birthday today, you're going to have a birthday next year. You're going to still be in the land of living. Let me say it again. I'm going to prophesy. It's a lot of people going to go. But every one of you on this line, you'll be here. If some your friends going to go, some family members might go, but you will still be here. Oh, wish I had somebody. Glory, hallelujah. Let me ring my bell. You will still be here because you're obedient to God. You're going to still be here because you understand the richness is in God. Mansa Musa was rich, the richest man in the world. He was a black man. Nobody told you that. You get in your history book. They didn't tell you the richest man in the whole world was Mansa Musa. And I want his spirit tonight to come to you, to give you whatever you're doing. I want his spirit to come to you. I say. I want to open up a key for you tonight. Tanya, I see a new car for you. Don't worry about it. Go look at it. God going to open up the financial door for you. Sister Tanya Scott, go get the new car. I'm going to wait. Don't wait. When God said move quick, fast, hurry. Go tell the people I want to look. And the man going to say, you can get it now. I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. God going to make a way for you to get the new car where you won't have no problem. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm talking to somebody tonight. God will open up that door for you to open up. I want you to get your pens and paper. Get ready. But I want to play this for all the birthday folks tonight. I want to play this for them. Amon Ra, I'm walking on sunshine, baby. Hey. All the birthday folks. It's a lot of people sick in the hospital. A lot of people can't settle. So I want you to know that God have kept you here for a reason. Amen, Ra, I say. So I want you to say tonight, I might not have nothing, but I'm walking on sunshine. In the present of God. happened on Sunshine on my birthday. Okay, Chelsea. Okay, Sister Scott. Welcome on Sunshine. You've come this far. God haven't brought you this far to leave you. God ain't brought you this for you to be no fool. I wish I had somebody tonight. I feel like preaching, but I just want to be quiet. God brought you this far to show you that things are better. With all that's going on, the killing, the murder, God still is in control, people. But I want to say this to you tonight. I want you to get ready and plant a seed in this ministry, whatever God tells you to do it. I want you to do it. But I want to let you know tonight, this is the 11th, November the 11th of 26, 2021. Put that down because it's going to mean something. I want you to expect the miracle. Let me say it again. I want you to expect the miracle that God is going to release to you. Not to mama, not to you. God going to release it. Amen Ra. We used to sing a song in church. And I forget that song we used to sing every Sunday. Something about God. And we changed it to Amen Ra. I got to get it. I'm going to sing it when I get it. Something. Yeah, I'm going to sing it, Mary. Thank you. Yeah, Pearl, I'm going to sing it. Pearl, ain't nothing wrong with your soul. So stop talking and just get that cry together. Do I need to bring some potatoes to Detroit? Some sweet potatoes for you to fix it, because this is your breakthrough. This is your breakthrough that you need to do. I don't care what you think. Sometimes you can, the devil can make you be stagnated. You don't want to do nothing. I'm too old. You don't never get too old. My grandma was 107, and she dressed up, looked good, and men come to see her. White and black. They come for a reading the prophet, but she know what she was doing. And let me tell you, don't nothing get too old. I'm too old. Honey, I want Jesus. Yeah, I want Jesus too, but I want a woman. And you want Jesus, you want a man. You want to look good. Get your hair fixed. Get your nails done. Walk out there. Come on. I'm scared I'm going to get hurt. If you got the mic of the angel watching, if anybody can touch you, it reminded me of the woman. The boy was sticking up in the neighborhood. She had to go to work. She was on her way to work. They said, Rose, you better not go there. They're sticking up. She said, baby, I got something. So the stick-up boy run up on her, and he seen her. And she said, hey, how are you, young man? He broke and run because he seen all them angels around her. With how evil he was doing, he could see that she had anointed. She had a glow about her that made him back up. He broke and run. They said, did you see that boy down there? She said, yeah, he come and looked at me and ran. She said, why he ran? Because I've got God with me everywhere I go. I kept prayer with me. I kept the anointing of the Holy Spirit with me. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, I want you to get ready tonight. I happy birthday to all of them. And I want you to get ready. This is the key to unlock your blessing. Philippians 4:19, get ready, and St. Matthew 15, chapter 15, verse 32 to 39. St. Matthew 17, verse 24. Philippians 4:19, God gonna make you a supply house. Let me say it again. God is going to get ready to change your appearance, your thought. You've been all messed up, crossed up. God has to come in and change that for you. Number two, seeking for your miracle. Luke 6:38, Psalm 23. You got to seek for it. You got to expect. Good God Almighty. See, when you see, when you give something, you expect something back. Now, number three, expect the miracle. Mark 11:25, or y'all ain't going to pray with me today. Psalm 37:35, so God's going to get ready to give you overflow if you just obedient. I wish I had somebody who's obedient tonight. when you're obedient, God already going to give you what you need. That means the woman could walk. I'm walking on sunshine because I'm walking with the Almighty God. Now, I want to say it to you. If you need the Ten Commandments, call me. I'll write them. I'll send them to you. I can fax them to you. I can text them to you. But you need it for 22 in your house. Yes, Pearl, you need it. Yes, Mary, you need it. If you ain't got it, I'll get it to you. Amen. I'm planning on coming to Detroit. I don't know when, but I will be in Detroit. And from Detroit, I'm going down to New Orleans. That, yes, ma'am, I'm going to do that. But I want to say to you tonight, get ready. Mansa Musa was the richest black man in the world. I don't care Bill Gates, all them, they little boys. This was the original man from God. Okay? I want y'all to hear that. He was the original man from God. I don't want you to give up on what God's going to do for you, because he got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world.
Now, the reason I'm praying that that's Mahalia Jackson, I share shape. I want to tell you, some of y'all disgusted, some of you lost loved ones that no sorrow left to heaven out here, but I want to tell you tonight, he got the whole world in his hands. And that record is still true. But some of you have strayed away. Well, I got to see the doctor. The doctor ain't got the answer. God got the answer. Your faith, man, oh, which I had somebody. Your faith tonight will change some things. But if you ain't got no faith, ain't done nothing. If you ain't expecting nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. So it's my birthday. I'm getting old. On my birthday, I'm getting young. On my birthday, God going to lift you up higher. Stop thinking negative and start thinking positive. And I want to say it to you, stop being emotional. All is well. Whatever you're going through, just going through it temporarily. I want you tonight to call me or write me, Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois. Say, Bishop, I need the Ten Commandments up on my wall. I need the Ark of the Covenant up on my wall. If you don't have it, I'll get it to you. But if you don't write me, don't call me, I'm not going to get it to you. You need to have the Ark of the Covenant, Joe, in your house. Lisa, I'm praying for you. You need to have the Ark of the Covenant, Mary, in your house. Pearl, in your house. That will keep a lot of evil spirits. that's coming. You know, so much of killing and murder because that's the spirit of Abaddon. Because people is not walking by faith now. They walking by what they see. Cut the TV off, get on your knees and call on God, and God will answer prayer. That's that thing. God will answer prayer. That's the word I'm talking about. Call on Amun-Ra. He will answer prayer. Call on Amun-Ra. He will answer prayer. No, we used to say, call on God. He will answer prayer. Call him in the midnight. He'll answer prayer. Call on God. He'll answer prayer. But we changed that when we got knowledge of Egypt. Call on Amun-Ra. He will answer prayer. Call him. Call him. Call on Amun-Ra. He will answer prayer. Bam. See how we changed that knowledge. The knowledge of God will lift you up. And I want to tell you tonight, happy birthday to you, but I don't want you to say I ain't got nobody. You don't need nobody but God. Call on God. He'll answer prayer. Call on Amun-Ra. He will answer prayer. Some of you going to hum that. Let me say it again. Call on Amun-Ra. He will answer prayer. Call on God. He will answer prayer in the midnight. He'll answer prayer. Call him. Call him. Call on God. He'll answer prayer. We changed it when we got more intelligent, when we started reading books. Call on Amun-Ra. He will answer prayer. And I want to tell you tonight, God will answer the prayer that you don't know. I want you to read Exodus. Let me give you this in. You need to read this tonight, some of you. Exodus. You need to read Exodus and begin to read Exodus. And as you read it, it's going to be a blessing for you. Thank you, kind spirit. And expect your miracle for 2022. I got my prophecy. I'm working on my prophecy for 2022, my book for 2022. One of my prophecies, I'm going to give it to you tonight, for 2022. God going to give you wisdom. I'm going to say this in. You know when we had the eclipse, there's a black hole. All it was cleaning up your melon that had been caught up. You can't think. You worry. Some people been suicide. It's because you have strayed away from God. And when you stray away from God, things happen. I want to say this to you tonight. You that depressed, you that lost loved one. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. On this Friday, they call it Black Friday. Every Friday is black because you black. Come on. Well, yeah, it's Black Friday. Whatever this man tells you, you believe it. Every Friday is black for me. I get up black. I go to bed black. Huh? I'm lied on black. Huh? Throw it in jail, I'm black. They killed that black boy down there in Georgia. He was black. Mecca Ever. Martin Luther King, they were black. They killed them. So we can't erase this black. Man gonna tell you, well, Black Friday, go to the store. You got like a little food, you go there. But you got to understand, it's deeper than a Black Friday. You got to understand, God made you in charge of everything. You are the master race. Hitler was trying to make a master race. And God made you over everything. He got the whole world.
He's got the whole world. Head. if religion was a thing, money could buy the whole wide world in his hand. The rich would live and the poor would die, the whole wide world in his hand. So glad he's got the whole world, right in his hand, he's got the whole world, right in his hand, he's got the great big world, right in his hand, he's got the whole wide world in his hand. He's got the little bit of baby in his hand, he's got
get ready.
Open eyes that we may see tomorrow. See
for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
So y'all listen at this. See, been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's evil. I've gotta see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've gotta see in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor.
It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, you say. This is my season for grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to be what I
have known.
Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working.
Don't feel good,
but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. Everything is working
together
for my good. Prophesy, I said he's leaning. In whose direction?